Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do a quick 2-hour show. Why not? KM to 9 p.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. What a week we are walking into. You may be a little nervous, might have a little case of the Mondays. We've got the draft lottery in about 15 minutes. In about half an hour, game 4 from Madison Square Garden. Celtics, Knicks, and 90% of the basketball fans in this city are probably Knicks fans, and let's give the Nets 10%. I know that's probably too much. If you listen to The Fan, are the Nets still in the league? All 7, 8, 9, 10 of the Nets fans. We'll start with the Nets quickly, and then we'll get to the Knicks. And, of course, the Yankees and the Mets, and maybe some NFL schedule leak stuff as well. I only got 2 hours. I'll make it quick. Knicks fans, Nets fans, we are connected through this Mikal Bridges saga. And it's funny, right? Mikal Bridges balled in those first two games. And all of us said, hey, to hell with them picks. F them picks. Damn them picks. He's earned his keep. He's earned the value of that deal, right? Who cares about those picks? Wait. I mean, it was a great showing. But it's two games. And yeah, we have no idea what those picks will turn into, but I think that down the line, we will look back and say, man, these picks, they ended up helping the Brooklyn Nets. And what I say to my Net fans that listen to WFAN, that listen to Evan, whether you're in the coalition of Knicks haters or not, I'm not in the coalition of Knicks haters. I'm not hating. It is what it is. Nets fans, we're always punching up no matter what.
The Nets still in the league.
The Nets have moved the team so much on us, they can't consistently be good. Even this past year, they couldn't consistently tank. So do not set yourself up for failure. What do they say? Expectation is the thief of joy. I'm not expecting anything tonight from the NBA draft lottery or the basketball gods. Why would the Nets get Cooper Flagg? Why would the ball bounce the way for Brooklyn to be the number one pick? I don't even expect them to be a top three pick. If they end up 4, 5, 6, party. Great. Celebration. But like, I have no expectation for this. I do not care. I'm like, it's a draft. And you know what I'll say to the Net fan? You know, the Nets will be hosting the draft again on June 25th and June 26th. How many years did you watch the Nets host the draft and they didn't have a pick? Not a lottery pick, just didn't have a first round pick, just weren't involved in anywhere in it besides being the host. A ton of years. And the basketball gods haven't been kind to the Nets, and I don't expect them to be kind now. So there's the Nets conversation. Draft lottery is on right in front of me. They are going to fluff this up. It's a made-for-TV event. It has evolved like crazy over the years. Ultimately, do I know who's going to? I don't know. I don't care. Let's see what happens with that in a few minutes. Now, for the Knicks fans that are nervous today, I feel you and I understand. That was a rough game on Saturday. As much as it cost to go into the Garden, and as deep as that crowd was outside of the Garden, one loss in this series has changed everything. The party outside the Garden is not the same as it was over the weekend. The vibes are not the same. The energy is a little bit down, and you understand why. You know, as I was thinking about the game and putting together notes, I just kept coming around to this. The Knicks stole two games. They stole the first two games. They stole them. They were able to take those two games in Boston on the road. But you can't steal a series. 888, you know the number to dial. You can't steal a series. There's going to have to be a game in the series where you just outright beat your opponent. You can steal a couple games, but you can't steal a series. You're going to have to go mano-a-mano with them for four quarters. The Knicks have not gone toe-to-toe with them like that. You know it. I know it. Anybody watching knows that they have not been able to see the Celtics on the floor. And Saturday, it seemed like the Celtics, the defending champions that have been here before, they needed to get out of Boston. And now they owe their fans a win in Boston, but they needed to get out of Boston. They needed to come to the Garden, which, yes, world's most famous arena. Yes, the greatest venue in sports and all that. But it's that for everyone, not just home court advantage for the Knicks. And we can blame it on the crowd. Oh, the ticket price is priced out the diehard Knicks fan. No, they didn't. There were diehard Knicks fans in there. Being rich doesn't take away your ability to yell and scream and clap. I know there was a whole verdict out there about, it's not going to be the right energy and this is going to hurt the Knicks like, before the game. But, I mean, even during the game, I remember hearing, I think CP the franchise said, him and Stephon Marbury put out a word that, you know, it's everybody standing in there, nobody sitting unless you have to sit. You can't control fans. Put a pin in that. We'll get to the can't control fans when we start talking about the Subway Series again. But you can't control fans. You can't police fans. You can't tell people what to do once they go in there and they spend their money. And people are always influenced by the people around them. There was one point in the game early. I was at a birthday party. I was watching the game on my phone, headset in. And they play that, is New York in the house right now? And I was waiting for the crowd to be like, hell yeah. And it was crickets. And I'm like, oh no, this is not a crowd that's going to help the Knicks win. And the Knicks didn't help themselves. 888-808-1019. Saturday is over. But that game was a game where the Celtics said, okay, we're down two games, but it doesn't take two games to win the series. Okay, we're down two games. We've been here before. Okay, we'll come into your building, and we don't have to steal a victory. We don't have to win in the final seconds. We just got to get back to being who we are, and they were. They still chucked up threes. But the difference is they doubled their percentage. They went from 25% to 50%. The sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard, he was money. And you need at least a game like that from that guy in the series where he goes off for 23 points, hits 5 of 10 of his threes. He was a plus 8 in the game. And then when their starters do what they do, whether it's Tatum hitting 5 threes or old man Al Horford hitting 3 out of 4 threes, Drew Holiday knocks down 2, Derek White 3. That is how they win. They're not abandoning their strategy. They're going to hack a Mitch tonight. You might get mad about it. You might not like it. It is what it is. But the Celtics are not flinching. Is tonight the night that the Knicks just outright compete? Can the Knicks get a lead early in this game? Is tonight the night where the Knicks say, okay, this game on our floor, we have to take. Because if we don't take this, then the series is even. You know, then the two games you stole get erased. Then they come back and match you. And there's talk about all these other things. All that's going to matter is the guys on the court, right? Tonight's game is on ESPN. I saw New York Basketball put out the Knicks record in the second round last three seasons. They're 7-1 in TNT games. They're 0-8 in ESPN games. Okay, so I guess this is a scheduled loss. I guess this one, you got to put it on the broadcast crew. Which will feature Mike Breen, Bang, Richard Jefferson, Doris Burke, a good crew. And, you know, Breen being the Knicks announcer, at least you'll be able to listen to the game and get the local feel. But then there's also conversation about the officiating. Who the umpire, not the umpires, I'm getting into baseball. Who the referees are. Scott Foster will be officiating game 4 of Celtics-Knicks. And, you know, he had been out the last 2 months and the Celtics are 12-0 in games that he's officiated. So everybody put your bets in now. Well, you got your last 20 minutes. Everybody put your bets in now on the Boston Celtics to even up the series. The only way I see that not happening is if the Knicks have some way to score with them, defend, and not wait until the last few seconds. Can we get a Brunson 40 ball? Karl-Anthony Towns is battling a finger injury. It was only going to be so long before the relatively healthy Knicks, right? The narrative in the beginning of the series was Porzingis is sick. Tatum's got a wrist. Drew Holiday's coming off a hamstring. Brown's knee isn't right. They lost Sam Hauser. Like, the narrative in the beginning of the series was the Celtics choked and the Celtics aren't right. They aren't healthy. Well, a few days have gone by now. Obviously, the time it took to travel to New York and play the game Saturday, and then even getting a rest day yesterday, boom, they're back on the floor. The Celtics are going to be fine. But are the Knicks going to be fine? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jacob in New Jersey on the Fan in the Open. You got it. You're on.
What's up, Keith? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I don't want to hear any about this ESPN crew. I don't care about the crew. We got to show out today. We deserve this. We got to defend home court. I'd love to see Mitch start today. I don't think it's going to happen. But Josh is just not doing it for me. I'd love to see Mitch out there starting, taking that tip. Cat has to come out aggressive today. Got to take it right at Horford's chest, right from the beginning. Had an absolutely awful series so far. And that's just the only way that we're going to show up and defend our home court. We've been awful on the home court in the whole postseason. And it's just, we got to take a little bit of pride. We got to show a little bit of pride against these guys.
Fingers crossed, they have to. But last game, they came out flat. There was no sense of urgency. Human nature took over. There were all these excuses for that. And I'm like, how? When you're up 2-0, how? When you're at home, how? When you're seeing these videos of fans crying, tears of joy, hugging, embracing. We took 2-0 in Boston, Knicks in 4. Now, the lineup alert already came out 17 minutes ago. The Knicks will start Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, and Karl Anthony Towns. The Celtics will start Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Al Horford. But yeah, it's going to take a lot because they have been outscored a lot in the series. When you look at not just the final scores, if you look at the minutes, the Knicks have not led. They didn't take a lead in that third game in their building. They were down 31. So as I look at the Boston Celtics, who I've looked at a lot, I'm tired of them, honestly. You know, I had people thinking I turned into a Knicks fan. I'm never going to turn into a Celtics fan. I am a New Yorker. I would love to see the Knicks knock them off. But the last time I was on, I said, you win the first two games, you have to win the series. They lose tonight, it's a new series. Nathan is in Westchester, New York on the Fan. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, I was wondering, what do you think about starting Mitch, and how do you think, the Garden, being such a big stage, impacts, how good, Tatum's going to play and how good the Stars are going to play?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nathan. They've already put out the starting lineup alert. They're not going to start Mitchell Robinson, and they shouldn't. They'll put him in when they need to put him in. If Karl Anthony Towns gets in early foul trouble, here he goes. I saw a video of Mitchell Robinson shooting his foul shots. He hit two. Second one rattled in, but they're putting video out there of him in warm-ups trying to get ready to shoot from the charity stripe, man. It is what it is, though. The guy's not going to magically be 100%, not even...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be 50% overnight. They're going to hack a Mitch. You can bank on it. You can count on it. You can get mad about it. But you know what? This is what it's going to come down to. Like you mentioned, Jason Tatum. They're stars being stars and doing what they're supposed to do. We still haven't got the 30, 35, 40-point game out of Jason Tatum. That could happen tonight. And the cast of characters that they have around them, from Jaylen Brown to Derek White to Drew, we still haven't gotten a big secondary performance. Honestly, it was Peyton Pritchard. That's why I mentioned him first. Peyton Pritchard off the bench, sixth man of the year, leading all scorers for the Boston Celtics. He came to the Garden like he was Steph Curry. He turned it on like he was Steph in the Garden or LeBron or Kobe in the Garden. You know how these guys come to the Garden and they turn up. That's why I say Madison Square Garden is a home court advantage. It's home court advantage for everybody. They know everybody's watching. They know how much it costs to be in there. They see Tracy Morgan and Ben Stiller and Sting and Timothy Chalamet and, I don't know, Fat Joe and Jada Kiss and Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith and Patrick Ewing, they know what time it is. Sharif and Tom's River on the Fan in New York. What's up, Reef?
KM, huge fan, brother. I love what you do, man. Keep it up. You're the man.
Appreciate it.
Listen, I just want to make one thing clear. I think we all always forget that this is the NBA playoffs, not the NFL playoffs. Grit and hard work and hustling can only take you so far, and it's talent that usually prevails. And unfortunately, the Celtics are too talented and way too deep for this Knicks team to stay with them. I mean, we had to have two of the worst shooting performances in my life to get two games, and we were down 20 both those games. So I'm rooting for the Knicks. I hope all is going to work out, but we need to slow them down and slow the game down, because once the Celtics start running around and jacking up these threes, if they're going in, there's nothing we can do about it.
The fans, as much as they love the Knicks, in the pit of their stomach, in the back of their mind, not even, it's in the front of their mind now, if the Celtics get rolling, you're going to hear the moans and groans in there, and you're going to hear the Knicks fan turn. You're going to hear some of them not believe. The ticket prices drop. The ticket prices were $900, $1,000 on Saturday. The smart fan would have waited to today. They're down around $600. But you know what that means? That means the Celtics fans that live among us, yeah, they're pulling up to the Garden tonight. They're pulling up to the Garden tonight. It's going to be an interesting one for sure.
That's right, Cam. Enjoy it, man. Have a good night.
Reef, your topic was Nets lottery pick. For a second, I thought you were a Celtics fan. Then I thought you were a Knicks fan. I was waiting for it to come around. The Brooklyn Nets, there it is, number 8. Well, at least I timed the call up right for the pick. What did I say? I wasn't expecting anything. I'll take a top 10 pick. I said if they get 4, 5, or 6, party. But I'll take 8. Now let's see. We're going to get to the 6th pick right here. And I know this is going to piss me off. I just already know how it's going to line up. The Wizards, the team that actually tanked and were terrible all year, get the 6th pick. The 76ers, don't let it be Jared McCain.
So 3 teams jumped into the top 4. So this is a crazy, crazy draft right now. The Spurs, the Mavericks, the 76ers so far.
Okay, so 6 is the Washington Wizards. 5 is the Utah Jazz. Here comes the top 4 picks. And the teams remaining are the Charlotte Hornets, the Philadelphia 76ers, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Dallas Mavericks, which wouldn't it be something?
That's the
I'm not going to speak anything. This mic is too powerful. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to just let it happen as they have Cooper Flag on camera right now.
Don't let it happen. This is the NBA conspiracy theorist saying you got Luka off the team and you get Cooper. It's right there. Flag with Wemby.
Don't put him on the team with that other guy that was one and done at Duke. Don't put him on the team with Kyrie. Kyrie and Cooper Flag on the Mavs, they're instantly back. And I also don't want to see him join Wemby. That would be ridiculous.
The Sixers in Philly?
Instant legend in Philly.
And then
instant legend in Philly joining that team. They start to slowly usher Embiid out the door, and it becomes Cooper Flag. And you put Coop and Coop. It's Cooper Flag and Cooper DeJean in Philly.
And then relevancy nowhere ends up in Charlotte.
That can't happen. But not
stays
far
in the
from
area.
Duke.
Stays in the yep. Duke area.
Not
though.
Far from Duke. I'm sure they would love it. But the Hornets are terrible. They never do anything. They're not worth it. I hope that does not happen. Okay, here we go. 888-808-1019. We got to take the first break. Keith McPherson on the fan. This is a quick show tonight. But now we know that the Brooklyn Nets will pick 8th overall in this upcoming draft. And I'm cool with that. I am cool with that. I'm not having a parade in here. I'm wearing my Brooklyn Nets shirt because some people tried to pull my card. I'm on the stream. This shirt says, we are playoffs from 2015. I was trying to tell some of these goofies. I'm like, I was at the Brooklyn Nets playoffs 2013, 2015, 2018. I've been there. Now, it's quiet for the Nets. I'm not beating my chest about being a Net fan. And I also wasn't getting my hopes up for the number 1 overall pick tonight because I knew that wasn't happening. It's simple math. The percentages it would take the luckiest of luck, and the Nets are never that lucky. So the Nets will be picking 8th, and the draft will return to Brooklyn on the 25th. And this is Keith McPherson on the fan, taking your calls on the Knicks and probably going to sprinkle in some Yankees and Mets when we return from this break. BRB.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.